This is a Fox News alert. President Biden reacts to the Supreme Court leak. I'm Dave Anthony. He just wrote, "We don't know if the leaked opinion is genuine," but added in a statement, "If the justices indeed overturn the Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion, it falls on our nation's elected officials to protect a woman's right to choose." Those are pro-choice advocates outside the Supreme Court after Politico released a draft, not final opinion, Justice Samuel Alito wrote, for a conservative majority on the court ready to rule in favor of states.
He says in part, Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. Its reasoning was exceptionally weak, and the decision has had damaging consequences. We end this opinion where we began. Abortion presents a profound moral question. The Constitution does not prohibit citizens of each state from regulating or prohibiting abortion.
Fox's David Spunt outside the court, where inside the big issue is how it leaked out.
They are in an elite group, 9 Supreme Court justices, and there are questions about trust, about which justice the leaker or leakers worked for.
People are voting in Indiana this morning on primary day, and in Ohio, where there's a very close race for a Senate seat that's Republican now, but Democrats hope to turn blue.
Ohio's Republican Senate primary will test the power of former President Trump's endorsement. He has backed author and venture capitalist J.D. Vance in a crowded Republican field.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. The winner is expected to face Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan. There's now an arrest warrant for an Alabama corrections officer still missing, along with a murder suspect. Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton just told Fox,
"Everything just adds up that she absolutely participated in this escape."
Vicky White and Casey White, no relation, abandoned the car she drove purportedly to take him to a mental evaluation Friday that she said that he had. Turns out it was never actually scheduled. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Well, we're seeing mostly gains on Wall Street after yesterday's gains that started the month of May. Fox's Lillian Wu watching the markets and more live here in New York.
Well, the Dow, Dave, is pretty flat. It's down less than a fraction of a point. As investors wait for a decision from the Fed on interest rates, the central bank is expected to raise short-term rates by double the usual amount. The Dow's down about 4 points right now. S&P up 14, and the NASDAQ is the only gainer. It's up 68 points. Energy company BP, a big winner. It's up around 6% with a net profit higher than it's seen in a decade, $6.25 billion. Pfizer shares slightly lower despite beating estimates. It's lowering forecast for the year. And we just got the JOLTS number in for March. It is a number of open jobs. It hit an all-time high, Dave. 11.5 million jobs open, Dave.
Well, the price of oil's down slightly. It's still close to $105 a barrel. Gas is up again. Regular is a penny more. AAA's national average, $4.20 a gallon. Diesel has surged another 5 cents today to a new all-time high, $5.37 a gallon. An update now on WNBA star Brittany Griner, who remains in custody in Russia.
Authorities there claimed that she had hash oil cartridges in her luggage at an airport near Moscow. A statement sent to ESPN Monday noted, the Department of State has determined that the Russian Federation has wrongfully detained U.S. citizen Brittany Griner. When the WNBA season begins Friday, Griner will have a presence at every arena. Each basketball court will feature decals of Brittany Griner's initials and her jersey number 42. Jared Max, Fox News.
The Suns rise in the NBA playoffs.
Doncic and Booker, they're dancing toe-to-toe. Little Texas two-step, and Booker's going to go.
Devin Booker and Phoenix beat the Dallas Mavericks 121-114 on TNT to start their second-round series. Miami top Philadelphia 106-92. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.